The debate over immigration policy and migrants showing up at the southern border can feel far away. But these stories are also playing out much closer to home in New Hampshire. Yesterday, a 28-year-old Somali man was released from the Stafford County Jail in Dover after more than 2.5 years in detention. NHPR's Todd Bookman has more about the journey that led him there.
Mohammed Ahmed Ali is wearing a white dress shirt that's at least two sizes too big. He borrowed it from his lawyers. All of the guy's worldly possessions are in a small mesh laundry bag on the floor. A plastic cup and some tea bags spill out. Ahmed Ali has been on the move constantly during the past 5 years. It began in Somalia in 2014. Armed militants had already killed his father. The terrorist group Al-Shabaab was threatening his mother.
They'll tell her, don't work again. If you work, we're going to kill you.
His family fled to a refugee camp in Kenya. But Mohammed wanted to come to the United States. So he started on a months-long journey.
From Kenya to Turkey, Turkey to Colombia.
In South America, he hooked up with a group of about 25 other African and Haitian migrants. They had different backgrounds, different reasons for leaving than the current flood of South American migrants, but the path they took was similar.
From Colombia to Panama, like people walking 5 days, 6 days, mountain, jungle, without nothing.
Once they got to Panama, they traveled mostly by bus through Central America. And on October 10, 2016, Ahmed Ali arrived at the southern border near San Diego. He turned himself in, seeking asylum. He said he feared for his life in Somalia. Immigration authorities transferred Ahmed Ali to Boston. After a few months there, a judge denied his asylum request. ICE transferred him to Louisiana to await deportation, but it kept getting delayed. And then he kept getting shuttled back and forth between holding facilities in Louisiana and Alabama. During this period, Ahmed Ali alleges that he saw and suffered repeated verbal abuse. Sometimes the guards punished him by blasting the air conditioning.
Cold air, a lot of cold air. You just, you know, you don't have no blanket, no
cold
nothing.
Air.
Yeah.
Then one morning,
about 5 o'clock in the morning,
it was time for his deportation. 92 Somalis are loaded aboard a chartered plane.
2 women and 90 men.
It was a 9-hour flight to the first stop, Senegal, in Western Africa, what was supposed to be a brief layover. But the plane just sat there. Hours go by. The detainees are stuck in their seats. Their wrists and feet are shackled.
So you sit like this, you cannot move.
Ahmed Ali says they were on that runway for 23 hours. The detainees were urinating in plastic bottles after the bathrooms overflowed. The whole time, no explanation for what was happening.
It was horrible. It was bad situation for real.
But the detainees remained shackled and bound on the runway for 23 hours.
They alleged they were subjected to inhumane and deplorable conditions.
The botched deportation flight made international headlines. It was later the subject of a lawsuit. In a statement, ICE said that the delay was caused by a lack of available flight crew. Whatever the reason, the plane turned around. It took off for Miami.
They said, we are going back to USA. We cannot continue our trip. They say, what? It was like everybody's shock, you know. It was like shock, you know.
He was still in custody, but the news reports led to a wave of support from immigration attorneys. He soon had a lawyer who helped reopen his asylum case. But that didn't stop Ahmed Ali's frequent transfers within the web of American detention facilities. From Miami, he was sent to Georgia.
Georgia was like 2 weeks. Then
Louisiana again. Alabama again, Louisiana a fourth time, and finally, last month, to Dover, New Hampshire. Gilles Bissonnette, a lawyer with the ACLU of New Hampshire, says the constant relocation complicates asylum requests.
They go from detention facility to detention facility, and it's just how difficult that makes it to actually invoke your rights as a detainee to try to stay in the United States.
Once he was in Dover, the ACLU filed a challenge to Ahmed Ali's detention. It argued that he doesn't have a criminal record, he's not a flight risk, and should be released pending a new asylum hearing. The government didn't challenge the suit. And so, on Monday, Sang-Yop Kim, another lawyer with the ACLU, went to pick him up at the jail.
I told him first, welcome to the United States, because it was the first day he was actually out from government custody. And then second thing that I really wanted to, not as a lawyer, but as just human, you know, he's a human being. I really wanted, you know, allow him talking to his mother.
She was, you know, well, first time she asked, are you still alive? So I said, yes, I'm still alive, I'm good. Samdun. So she was like so happy, really so happy. She told me just what she told me.
Ahmed Ali's family is still in a Kenyan refugee camp. He's staying in the greater New Hampshire area for now. It isn't clear when, but at some point, he'll have another asylum hearing. This time, with a full legal team behind him.
So excited. I'm feeling so grateful, really.
Gilles Bissonnette with the ACLU says Ahmed Ali's case is an outlier. He calls it the most egregious example he's heard of a detained migrant not getting due process rights. But he says the case is still representative of something larger.
All of the stories that we're reading nationally about immigration and immigration enforcement, they're happening right here under our noses in the state of New Hampshire. We have a detention facility, and in that detention facility are scores of individuals who are having their rights impacted by policies that are going on in Washington, D.C.
ICE officials didn't respond to a request for comment. As the interview ends, Muhammad Ahmed Ali stands up and walks outside. He and Bissonnette are going to go to the cell phone store so he can get his own phone to keep in touch with his mom. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.